How is everyone doing? You're tuned in to a new episode of Trapped in the Bubble. I am your host, Dr. Tim Apolicky. We're getting close to the end of season 3. We only have a few more episodes, and then we're going to take a break for a few weeks, then we're going to come back, hit it hard with season 4. Today's episode is something that I learned today in my leadership class at work. And it's basically an 8-week course, but it's broken down into 4 weeks. So as the teachers are teaching, I'm learning a lot of great information, a lot of knowledge. I'm also growing. So I was like, hey, let me share it with everyone who listens to the show. So basically, this leadership class is basically tailored to groom people to move up in the company. And it's also basically life growth. And it's forcing me to look at myself a little bit more. And so I do not know what type of person I'll be at the end of this course. But it's most definitely a journey. So today's episode, Dress for Success, Attitude and Perception. Dressing for success may sound intimidating, expensive, and a bit vain. But however, keep in mind that your presentation creates credibility. I guess whoever did that quote is Michelle Moore. I'm not for sure who she is, but it's basically a great quote. Okay, so what you have to understand is dress for the position that you want, dress to impress on a budget. What is your attitude? Okay, first, positive attitude leads success and happiness. A positive attitude will help you cope more easily with the daily affairs of life. It brings optimism into your life and makes it easier to avoid worries and negative thinking. How does your positive attitude affect you or others around you? Negative attitude. What does a negative attitude look like? It would be a person or association that you come in contact with a negative attitude may do some of the following: call ideas or change stupid or dumb, minimize the success of others, refuse to participate, challenge others' ideas and opinions, shows pessimism, think the worst will happen, or say they don't care. Okay. So many of us actually know any type of people that surround you. It could be friends, or it could be family, or it could be coworkers. Okay. What is the perception? You got to say, you got to call it out. A way of regarding, understanding, or interpreting something of a mental impression. Perception is reality. You create your reality. Reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. That is Albert Einstein. So basically, how people perceive you as, basically, it doesn't matter if it's a man, doesn't matter if it's a woman. We're all drawn by the first thing that we see. How do we see? We see visual. We see through glasses. We see through eyes. So the first part of a person that you're going to view is going to be what you see. And you're going to make a determination, and you're also going to make some type of assessment about the person of how they're dressed and if they're keeping themselves up or not. Do they smell good? Do they have offensive odors? Okay? Change your story. Change your perception. Change your life. Okay? So, I want you to think about your life story. Your personal life story. Okay? And think about the story that you're living right now. Who wrote it? Did you consistently decide to create the reality that you're living now? Or was it merely shaped by your parents, your friends, your spouse, school, or media? If you don't like the story you're living, then change the perception. Everyone, you have to write the next chapter of your story or life. Better yet, actually sit down and write it. Focus your perception on creating a new reality. One where you are in charge of your story. Take back the job as screenwriter and director and stop being an actor. Everything begins with a decision. Decide how now to be in charge of your own perception of reality. Because if you don't, there are plenty of folks whose sole purpose in life is to craft that perception for you. Do not trust them to have your best interest in mind. Okay, so that's basically a powerful statement. And that's one that in life I have, I'll tell anyone here that listens to the show, I have failed, and I have failed miserably in that matter, mindset. But also, I'm fighting like hell to get to where I need to be. I can honestly say the person that I was this time last year, I am not the same person. First of all, things have happened to me. Things like situations, interacting with certain people that changed how I view life, how I view those experiences. Also, things have changed in my life this year. Life experiences, things that I didn't know was coming, it came. How did I deal with that? You know, some bad came my way this year. It started off bad in 19. I wasn't for sure how it was going to end up. Okay. January 2019, hell was just breaking loose from January all the way to May. And I hate May because May is kind of like my birthday. And, you know, I hate that month because I loved ones I know have passed in that month. And then, you know, also things bad just happen. I don't know what it is, but I plan on changing that reality next year in that particular season and cycle. But right now, I'm changing myself. I can't be worrying about who's around me, who's connected to me. You know, you have to make a conscious decision. If a person has positives, then most definitely have them around you, have them close to you. You have to have like-minded people around you. But if you have negative people that is like contaminating you and complaining and sowing seeds of negative, then you need to get them out of your life at all costs. Something that I learned in school today was sometimes when you're cutting people out of life, sometimes just go ahead and take that hit. Go ahead and say, hey, I really like to talk to you. Let's go out to eat. Don't worry, I'm paying for it. And to say, hey, you know what? This is where I'm at in life, but I'm sorry at this time, you know, our friendship or our relationship or whatever destination it might be at this time, I'm sorry, but I can't do it anymore. It's over. I have to go my way. You have to go your way. So, and then also with that, know your audience. In any type of confrontation when it comes to when you're ending a friendship or a relationship or marriage, it doesn't matter. It's going to be some type of confrontation. It's going to be some kind of, you know, anger type things. But my thing is this, you have to do what's best for you. That's one thing that I'm going to be striking hard with in this next season, season 4, where you have to take care of yourself first. It's just like you hop on a plane. When I was younger, they used to give you the pre-flight instructions. They used to say, and they still do say, but as I was a kid, it says, any event that you lose cabin pressure, put your mask on first. Then the person beside you, put that mask on the person beside you. Now, when I was younger, I thought that was kind of heartless. But then as I got older, things changed. And then I fly on the plane as an adult now, 30 years later. And so I hear the same pre-flight instructions. It says, any event that you lose cabin pressure, put your mask on first. And the person beside you, put their mask on. I understand what they were trying to say. I didn't understand it 30 years ago, but I understand it now. Basically, what they're trying to say is, and basically what I take from that, and what I'm saying to everyone who listens is on tonight or in the morning or a few days from now is this. You got to take care of yourself first. If you don't take care of yourself first, then anyone that's connected to you is not going to be okay. They're not going to be able to survive. You know what I mean? And anybody can say, well, hey, they love you. They out for your best interest. But let's just be real. At the end of the day, no one's going to love you like you love yourself. No one's not going to take care of you like you take care of yourself. It doesn't matter if it's a boyfriend. It doesn't matter if it's a girlfriend. It doesn't matter if it's a baby mama. It doesn't matter if it's a baby father. It doesn't matter if it's a husband. It doesn't matter if it's a wife. It doesn't matter if it's a cousin. It doesn't matter if it's an uncle, aunt. It doesn't matter if it's a niece. It doesn't matter if it's a nephew. It doesn't matter if it's first, second, third, fourth cousins. At the end of the day, you gotta take care of yourself first. I understand that for some of you that's listening to this, you know it's hard for you to do. I was one of those type of people to, hey, I took care of people, and then if it was time enough, I took care of myself. But as I get older now, I'm realizing self-preservation. You have to take care of yourself first. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm taking care of myself first. Now, what's gonna happen is for a little while, you're going to feel uneasy. You're going to feel uncomfortable because you're like, how dare you feel like you're being selfish? No, sometimes you got to be selfish to yourself. Sometimes in life, and people who know me, I'm probably saying something that's kind of contradictory right now, but I'm growing. Is sometimes while you're taking the bill money, you're constantly paying bill money, hold that money back. You know, put some money up for a rainy day. You know what? Buy you something nice. Buy you an outfit. You know, buy you some shoes. I don't know. Take yourself on a trip. Get you a car. Get you that game system. You know, buy you something nice that you want to get, because you don't want to get in the mindset that where you're just working for bills. Because when you're just working for meals, you're like, hey, you're working to pay someone else either every week or bi-weekly or the 1st and the 15th, and that's not cool. Because at the end of the day, if you get to a place where you cannot work, guess what? They're going to replace you. At the end of the day, you have to take care of yourself. Love you guys that listen. And if you like what you're hearing, most definitely share it to your family, share it to your friends. And this is just another episode of Trapped in a Bubble. Remember, dress for your success, attitude, and perception. So my thing is, if you're not going to present yourself in a good regard, then no one else will. If you don't command respect, then you're not gonna give it. So, positive circle, that's what we're gonna be speaking on. As 19 ends, we're speaking it now. And the 20, it's time to go after it. It's time to go to the next level. Get with like-minded people. Get with people one thing that I love about people is this. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Asian, whoever. When people see that you're trying in life and you're really trying to better your life, people will help you. But the problem is when you murmur, you complain about your situation and you don't care enough about yourself to fight yourself out of that situation, people do not care. So remember, it's about you right now in this time, in this season. And I talk to you soon. Love you guys. Love you guys. And I'm out. How is everyone doing? You're tuned in to a new episode of Trapped in a Bubble. I am your host, Dr. Tim Apolicky. Today's episode, it's never too late to follow your dreams. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how old you are right now. Start pursuing your dreams. I have a story that I would like to share with everyone about myself. When I was younger, I wanted to model. I wanted to take pictures and just kind of model. One thing at the time, I believe I could have done it, but people were saying like, no, you would never do it. No, you can't do it. You don't have the proper face. You don't have the proper height. You're not the proper weight. You're the wrong skin, flesh tone. Yeah, flesh tone, skin, flesh tone, which whatever that means. Okay. Only time I see that is when I'm trying to build an action figure. But anyway, so I even went to casting places that was in my area at the time. I drove
from Missouri over to Kansas at the time. I paid for agents to do it. And back then, we're talking like, when I started pursuing it, was like 90. So it was like 95, 96, somewhere in that area. When I was younger, you know, my mom was like, hey, I'd like to do it. She's like, oh, okay, baby, sure, you can do it. And just blew it off every time I took, you know, had even said anything to her about it. So sometimes, you know, as life goes on, you get older, you might get married, you might get kids, life happens, or whatever happens. So I kind of gave up on it. And then one day, I was approached a couple of weeks ago about a fashion show at my job. Now, I was like, yeah, whatever. You know, if you need me to kind of be a extra or to help other models, cool, but not being in it. Well, it was brought to my attention, like, hey, Tim, you know, why don't you go ahead and do it? We're low on male models, but for your height and your stature, we could actually put you in this clothes and this that clothes, and it wouldn't be hard to, you know, help you do a show. So I was kind of skeptic. I'm a little older now, you know, I'm in my 40s now, so as I am, whatever, I don't have time to do it. So, but it was from a job, so they made it to where I could be a part of it. All I had to do was just say yes. So my thing was, I stepped out of my comfort zone. I stepped out of my norm. They had me in an outfit that's something normally I would not wear. I went through the rehearsals. I was like, I don't want to do this. You know, we went up and down the rehearsals for about 10 times. I didn't complain about it till about the 9th time. I guess my cardio was running out. My gas was running out. And I needed energy. I didn't eat for a full 24 hours prior to. I wasn't prepared for it. I didn't have any food in my body. No sugar in my body. Nothing. So everything that I had from the day before, I pretty much burnt it off in cardio going up and down the steps. That's why I hate the elliptical machines, everybody. I hate it with a passion. So when it was time to break, I was like, yeah, I need to get some sugar. I feel like I'm going to fall out. I need to get some food. I'm going to fall out. But I didn't complain before that. If I would have fell out, they just would have had to pick me up. That was just the mentality I had. I said, hey. So the day of the show, which was this past Friday, I did a morning show and I did an evening show because everyone who was required to be a part of the fashion show, you had to do the morning as well as the evening show. So as rehearsal came on, nothing happened. I just did my little walk, my certain stance, my certain poses, trying to hit my certain markers as they were telling me to do. For one was just basically stand pose for everybody that was there to look. Also for photo ops. So basically, when that music came on and it was time to go, I just went. Was I scared? Of course I did. I felt like I was jumping out of a plane. I just kind of counted to three when it was my time. One, two, and like, three. And kind of jumped off. And after the whole event was done, of course they took pictures of us during and also after. And I had to think. I said, wow, I finally got to do something that people told me I would not be able to do. So like on Friday, I made people liars. You know, God made people liars. You know what I'm saying? On that day. And so my thing is, I don't generally post up on my social media too much. But I went ahead and I put the post up. One was for family members that knew that I wanted to do it. And some said I couldn't do it. Some of the same ones said I couldn't do it. They ended up saying, hey, you did a great job. Seeing your pictures. People I haven't even really seen in years, they was complimenting. And people at work, it's, oh my God, Tim, you know, you actually came out your shell. It's like you was a different person. So what I'm saying is that was bottled up. So I don't care how long it takes you to pursue your dreams or get an opportunity at one of your dreams. So that's why I haven't really put any shows. I do apologize, everybody. I'm going to try to wrap up the third season in a few weeks. Want to get a couple more episodes out. I'm already working on season 4. I'm working on some things. And so I didn't want you guys to think that I was blowing you guys off. I don't. I love you guys who listen to the show. Continue to listen. I have some treats for you in season 4. I promise you. I have some for the guys. I have some for the girls. My disclosure on this is if you have very light skin and you don't have thick skin, do not listen to season 4. We're kind of going to go in hard on men. We're going to go hard on women. And we're also going to attack some issues to become a better person. Someone offline had asked me, say, hey, you haven't done the Financial Hustle series in a while. So when you gonna bring that back? So I'm gonna bring that back in the end of this month, October or November, and we'll do that for a Saturday show. Get your money on. So just want to say, hey, it's not too late to follow your dreams. Love you guys. I'll talk to you soon, and I'm out. You're tuned into a new episode of Trapped in a Bubble. I'm your host, Dr. Tim Apolicky. Today is a new day. I'd like to give that shout out to all the listeners from the US, UK, and all around the world. Today's episode, we just gonna talk a little bit. Today's episode entitled Most People in Life Want to See You Defeated. In life, we have different type of people that come into our lives. Some are seasonal. They can be anywhere between 6 months to a year. It could be 2, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever the season of the time, they're actually putting your life to teach you something. And then when it was their time to move on, they moved on. But then also, you had something to teach them as well. But sometimes in life, we attach ourselves to seasonal people for long term and also lifetime people. And we wonder why we go through so much hell and back with these people. It's always up and down, like around about, up and down, up, then comes back down. Kind of like a roller coaster. I would say very similar to a cycle, but it is a cycle. Problem is, you mixed oil and vinegar, or use something clear as water and you mixed it with oil. These mixtures do not mix or conducive together. One's gonna contaminate the other one. One is gonna dominate the other. It's no different than the strongest out here dominates the weakest. You see it in humans, you see it in animals. Now, in life, you can be a very good person, have a good heart, and you know that you're a good person, you know that you got a good heart. Good people know that you have a good heart because it's something like a kindred or like-minded mind or spirit. But also, bad people know that you're good. You don't have a problem with the good people and the like-minded people because you're all working towards a very similar goals. And that's the type of people that you want to surround yourself by, like-minded and positive people.
But every once in a while, and even more common practice more than other times, you have negative people that always want to infiltrate your circle. I have to say that again. Sometimes, and also most of the time, you have negative people that want to enter or infiltrate your immediate circle. Some is a form of friendship, some is by association, some is by relationship. It could be a boyfriend, it could be a girlfriend, it could be fake ass friend, it could be baby mama, baby daddy, it could be a husband, it could be a wife. Yes, I had to put those in there because most people don't understand that you could literally be sleeping with the enemy. You could be married to the enemy. It's no different. I know a person, and for all intents and purposes, let's just say his name is Terry. Okay. Terry's a good guy. He's an upstanding type of guy. He tried to live his life the best way he knows how. Terry has a family. He's also married. He's been married for a long time. Well, he was a different person now than what he was when he first started. One, he had very low self-esteem. He didn't figure that he was attractive. He liked that. He dressed real nice. His mannerisms, he is very respectable. Okay? So one day, he meets his girlfriend that later turns out to be someone else that he didn't know that he bought. And she was sold and paid by him, not even knowing about it. But let's just say that her name, by intensive purposes, let's just say that her name is Juanita. Juanita came from a rougher background than he did. And so she came from a religious, almost unrealistic background. From pimps, players, and hustlers. And so when you mix that, Terry had no clue, because a lot of that she tried to hide from him. Well, time goes on. They get married, start a family. Well, all intents and purposes, Terry has grown more so as finding out who he really is. Still is a good person, but through time he hooked up with Juanita, and some of her negative and bad traits rubbed off on him. And everyone knows, for the most part, every time that you have sex with a person, you give yourself a piece to that person that you cannot get back through physical and spiritual transfer. That's why we get bonds and all that different kind of stuff, because you're giving yourself to a person, and the only way that you can get that is through sexual contact. You can never really reach a person's intimacy on a level until you have sex with them. It could be in a good connotation, that could be a bad connotation. Doesn't matter if you're married to them, doesn't matter if you're just having sex with them, doesn't matter if you have a relationship with them or not. Okay? So, Terry has took jobs that he didn't like. Just take care of his family. He wanted to make sure that all her dreams and all her passions, he was there to support her, and he has supported and funded it. Time goes on, she claims that Juanita said that Terry does not support her. He's paying the bills. He tries to be there. He works odd jobs on top of his regular job. He works crazy overtime just to balance what he's got going on. Okay? Terry's older now. And now Terry's starting to look at himself. He's like, he's older. He's starting to realize he's getting older. He's realizing that, hey, his life is getting away from him. he got bitter there for a minute, but reality started to hit, and he's like, hey, he needs to start building for himself and also leaving something for his children. Okay? Most people say, okay, that's cool, that's fine. Okay? Meanwhile, every time when he builds something, Juanita tears it down in some shape, form, or fashion. She does stupid things. She runs up credit cards. She damages the card where he has to come out of pocket to where he has to fix it. So my question to everybody is Terry wrong in his point of life to where his focus is just himself and also his children, and he's trying to get out of debt? Because you have to think about it. It doesn't matter what part of the world we stay in, you need money. You can't do anything without money. I don't know about you guys, but I've tried. And it does not work. Just like us working class people. So what I'm saying is, you already know that most people want to see you lose. They want to see you defeated. And all I'm just going to say is, let me encourage you on today. Don't allow anyone to defeat you. I want you to come away from this is, hey, no one out here can beat you but yourself. And who that you allow into your immediate circle to infiltrate and defeat you. And sometimes that means that you're going to have to clean house. You're going to have to make executive decisions. That means you're going to have to end relationships. It could be friendships. It could be marriages. It could be boyfriend-girlfriend relationships. You have to make sure that you're okay. No one's going to look out for you like yourself. And I would say that most definitely pray and meditate to God or whoever that you believe in, so you can have direction and clarity, have your goals, stay focused, hang out with like-minded people, set up some goals, get with someone that can hold you accountable, someone that you trust, someone that will give you the truth, not anyone that's gonna sugarcoat it, not no one that's using it because they're looking at the end game that they can get something from you, someone that wants to see you win. You have to be with like-minded people, you gotta be with warriors. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Believe in yourself. 2020 is on its way. Don't wait till December to start your new year. Start your new year now. And I'll talk to you soon. Love you guys. Thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.